به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. My dear friends and brothers in Islam, this patrolling or gasht or jawla, as they call in the Arabic language, you see, which we are going to do now, is an imitation of all the prophets. Every prophet that came into the world had to do this gasht. This is like the backbone. If the backbone is broken, man cannot stand up. So therefore, when the gasht is not done, the religions, the backbone of Islam is broken. And therefore it's on the ground, as you see today. You see. So gasht is a work which was done by all prophets. It is the special inheritance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sahabas rizwanullahi ta'ala alaihim ajmain imitated him, and the tabi'ins imitated the sahabas, and the tabi tabi'ins imitated the tabi'is, and all the friends of Allah till today imitate this gasht. Because you see, it is said as-sabiqun al-awwalun min al-muhadirin wal-ansar والذي نتبعهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. You see, the foremost of the emigrants and the ansars and those who will imitate them till doomsday, Allah will be pleased with them and they will be pleased with Allah. So Rasul Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go with Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله تعالى عنه in Mina, from clan to clan, from tent to tent, giving the invitation, Ya Yuhannas, Ulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. This gasht is an imitation of that. Because, وَإِن تُطِيُهُ تَحْتَدُ. If you will imitate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will get hidayat, guidance from Allah. The power to differentiate between haq and batil, the power to differentiate between khair and shar, the power to differentiate between tyranny and justice, and the power to differentiate between the noor of Islam and the darkness of kufr, shirk and ilhad. When this power goes, you see many Muslims, you see, get married. You see, to say married to a Christian girl, they have children, she becomes a Muslim. But then she doesn't, her children and she and her husband do not take part in this gasht. The result is, you see, that the whole family becomes Christian again. And then he divorces her and marries somebody else. But he will be held on the day of judgment responsible for those children that he produced from that girl. And responsible for that girl, you see, who became a Christian. Why? Because they did not follow the ways of Rasulullah sallam. So my darling brothers, you see, this gasht is an imitation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sahabas rizwanullahi ta'ala alaihim. Therefore you have to observe the principles. It was done by great people. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the cause of bringing this world into existence, sababe wajude kainat. And his sahabas were the greatest of humanity after the prophets. And they used to do this work, and we are also doing this work. So there is a lot of difference. So therefore, if we observe the principles, we follow the same ways in which they did the gasht, we do the gasht like that, the gasht will be accepted by Allah. And if accepted by Allah, then the bayan will be accepted. If the bayan is accepted, the dua will be accepted. If the dua will be accepted, then hidayat will not only come to Muslims, it will come to the entire world. All Sayyid Qulub will be turned towards Islam, and those who cannot accept the truth and the only truth, they will be wiped out from the face of the earth. Sunnatullahi fil ladina khalaw min qabl walan tajida li sunnatillahi tabdila. This is the rule of Allah gone by in the tribes of the past. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you shall never see a change in this rule. You see, this is the importance of the ghusht. If we neglect the principles, the ghusht is not accepted, bayan not accepted, dua not accepted, no hidayat from anywhere, neither to Muslims or non-Muslims. Importance. People say, why should we do the same ghusht every week in the same locality? So Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, everything that happens in this world happens with the order of Allah. The order of Allah will be in our favor if Allah loves us. When will Allah love us? When we follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's in Quran. It's not Shakespeare. It's not As You Like It. It's not the times of America. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they profess to love Allah, they must follow you. Letter for letter, consonant for consonant, vowel for vowel, stroke for stroke, footstep for footstep, then and only then Allah will love them. So the love of Allah depends on the following of Rasulullah sallam. Yes, sir. So what should we do? We should do a ghusht till 100% of the houses in the locality where we do the ghusht come to the life of sunnat. Are they now like this? Tell me, my darling brothers. Are they like that? 10% of the houses are not like that. Even the houses of most religious people imitate the Western world. Yes. So we do the ghusht till sunnat crash gates into every house. Then the order of Allah will come in favor of the Muslims. Yes. Therefore, Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the cleverest of humanity and the most correct informant that the world has seen or ever will see, said, مَوْقِفُ سَعَةٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ قِيَامِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ إِنْدَ الْحَجْرِ الْأَسْوَدِ. أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, 1 hour in the path of Allah is better than standing in front of Hajr-e Aswad on the night of Qadr. Analyze. My darling brothers, analyze. The best of amal, afzalul amal is salati ala waqtiha wa birrul walidain, service to parents and prayer in proper time. Best of nights, laylatul qadr khairun min alf shahr. This is again, I tell you, Quran. This is not As You Like It, Shakespeare, and you see times of America that we can say may be correct, may not be correct. Correct to the last letter. The best of months, Shahru Ramzan al-Lazi unzila fihi al-Quran hudal linnas, where the Quran came down for the benefit of mankind. Therefore, in Ramadan, all nawafil go in and sunan go into faras. And all faras are multiplied by 70. Because that's the month of earning. The month of earning for the Muslims. And one virtue in the path of Allah, 4 crores, 90,000. How much? 4 crores, 90,000. 70,000 multiplied by 10 makes 700,000. Then multiplied by 70 makes 4 crores, 90,000. Very clear mathematics. Yes. Yes. May Allah give us the sense to understand before it's too late. And the best place is Makkatul Mukarrama. One virtue raised to the power of 100,000. Now see, best place, best month, best night, best amal. Better than that, 1 hour in the path of Allah. To God is religion. Why? Because on striving in the path of Allah depends iman, on iman depends amal, and amal depends success in this life and in the hereafter. Inshallah, after Isha, I shall elaborate this. Okay, my darling brothers. So after hearing importance and the fazail and the necessity of ghusht, I'm sure everyone will do the ghusht. Inshallah.
Okay? Now, what our elders used to say, especially Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayh, Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh, they used to say, make jamaats. Then detail Amir, Mutakallim, Rehbar, then show what Amir, Mutakallim and Rehbar will do, so that everyone who is Mutakallim, Amir and Rehbar, he will hear. So now tell me, my darling brothers, how many jamaats will you make? Pay back. That's all.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. All the youngsters who are leaning against their backs against the walls, come forward, my darling brothers, come forward. Yes, sir. I am nearly 70. We are traveled the whole night, whole day work. Gosh, khususi gosh, we're still standing. You are all youngsters, you know. 1/4 of my age. So sit close. The way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear friends and brothers in Islam, as Muslims, we have to understand one thing thoroughly. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deputed us all towards the entire universe. And we are the guides of mankind till doomsday. Till a Muslim understands this, you see, he will waste his time in running after the material world which is destined for him. Whether you stand on your head, you see, and put your feet above, you see, you will get only that risk which has been fixed by Allah. Finished. You see. So, unless a person understands the object of his life, he will run after the material world like the Jews and the Christians do. You see, in trying to accumulate the material world, he will forsake the orders of Allah. He will forsake the object of life as a Muslim, and when his attention is drawn that, bhai, oh brother, you are a Muslim, you have to do this work, he will bring this material world in between as an excuse. My shop, my job, my wife, my children. You see. Why he has not understood? You see. So we have to understand thoroughly that all prophets that came into this world had a very limited sphere of effort. Ismail alayhi salam, the Quran states, came for a family. وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالسَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. He is to order his family for prayers and payment of the poor tax, zakat. So his sphere of effort was limited to that of his family. Shu'aib alayhi salam came for one city. إِلَى مَدْيَنَا أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبَ. Toward the city of Madian, we have sent their brother Shu'aib alayhi salam. So the sphere of effort of Shu'aib alayhi salam was limited to that of one city. Yunus alayhi salam came towards a number of people. Ila miyati alfin aw yazidun. Towards 100,000 people or more. So his sphere of effort was limited to a number of people. Nuh alayhi salam came for one tribe. Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmi. We have sent Nuh alayhi salam to his tribe. So the sphere of effort of Nuh alayhi salam were one tribe. Musa alayhi salam came towards one country. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَى فِرَوْنَ وَمَلَاهِهِ. We have with certainty sent Musa alayhi salam with revelations towards Fir'aun and his people. Fir'aun being the king of Egypt, the sphere of effort of Musa alayhi salam was limited to that of one country. all the prophets preceding Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a limited sphere of effort and a very long life. Nuh alayhi salam, one tribe and life period 950 years. Therefore, they trained their ummats on the line of ibadat. Allah ta'budu illallah. Finished. Yes, sir.